February 3, 1902, Louisa offers her life so that the law of divorce may not be confirmed. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself with my adorable baby Jesus in my arms. First he poured a little bit of what embittered him, and then he made the act of wanting to go. And I, clasping him in my arms, said to him, "My pretty little one, life of my life, what are you doing? You want to go. And what shall I do? Don't you see that when I am without you it is a continuous dying for me? Besides, your heart, which is goodness itself, will not have the courage to do it, and I will never let you depart." And I clasped him tightly, as if my arms had become chains. Unable to free himself, he remained with me, taciturn, and I, seeing the evils of society rage more, said to him, "My sweet good, tell me, what will happen with this divorce that they talk about? Will they come to make this evil law or not?" And he told me, "My daughter, the interior of man contains a gangrenous tumor, filled with rot, as if it had reached the point of suppuration. And unable to contain it within himself any longer, he wants to cut this tumor, but not to be cured. Rather, to let part of this rot out so as to contaminate and infect the whole society." But the divine son, almost swimming in the midst of society, cries out continuously, saying, "Oh, man, don't you remember from what fount of purity you came? With what aura of light I called you back to your path? How can this be? You have not only contaminated yourself, but you want to reach the point of acting against your nature, almost wanting to give another form to the nature I gave you, and to the way established by me." Then he said many other things, which I am unable to say, and he spoke with such bitterness, that unable to endure seeing him in that way, I said, "Lord, let us withdraw. Don't you see how men embitter you and almost give you no peace?" So we withdrew inside my bed, and wanting to cheer my good Jesus, I said to him, "Since you would be so afflicted if men should do this, I offer you my life to suffer any pain in order to obtain that they do not come to this. And so that my offering may not be rejected in any way, I unite it to your sacrifice in order to obtain the deed of grace with certainty." While I was saying this, it seemed that the Lord was using my offering to present it to divine justice. He disappeared, and I found myself inside myself. It seems that, at any cost, men want to confirm at least a few articles of this law, since they are unable to confirm it completely as they want and please.